The Golden Rule. It is a story of a little sailboat that could. The 39-foot wooden vessel sailed into Hawaii waters this summer, where six decades ago it was the focal point of an anti-nuclear protest. Members of the original crew were jailed in Honolulu in 1958. Its plan to disrupt U.S. nuclear testing in the Pacific thwarted. But the protest was said to have been an early spark for the Greenpeace movement. The Golden Rule was saved from a watery grave in California and was rebuilt, and it made its way across the Pacific to Hawaii once again. It plans to make the journey to the Marshalls, where nuclear testing took place, and then on to Japan to visit Hiroshima and Nagasaki in time for the 64th anniversary of the bombing there. The Golden Rule held an open house this weekend at the Alawai Harbor. We caught up with Bob Broderick dockside yesterday. He, along with his wife, were part of the 1958 protest advocating peace, supported by the Quakers.
It's really amazing, and they did a very fine job in the rebuild. And we took it out actually last night because it was off Diamond Head. They wanted to get a few pictures, and it ended up that the Golden Rule helped pull somebody in who was outside of disabled outside of Alawai Harbor here, and they pulled in another sailboat last night. They're in process doing good. It's amazing.
The Golden Rule still doing good. Helen Jackard is the Golden Rule's project manager. She talked about the significance of take two of this voyage.
When the crew of the Golden Rule was arrested, and this was a very, very public voyage, lots of publicity all over the world, people were really upset, and they had protests to free the crew of the Golden Rule and to let the Golden Rule sail. And it brought enough public attention between what the Golden Rule and the Phoenix did that ultimately it contributed to this giant anti-nuclear movement that convinced Kennedy to sign the Limited Nuclear Test Ban Treaty of 1963. And then later in the 1970s and 80s, the U.S. was contemplating doing nuclear testing in Alaska. And a group of people were sitting around a table in Vancouver, B.C., and they said, let's do something like the Golden Rule did. Let's get a boat and sail it up to Alaska. Okay, what should we call ourselves? Peace, peace. Greenpeace! So that was the start of Greenpeace. And then, of course, a lot of other activist boats came along after that as well. So we, you know, this boat helped start this big movement of protest and education about nuclear matters. Golden Rule sank in Humboldt Bay in 2010. And she was brought up onto the shoreline and almost used for firewood when Veterans for Peace and some Quakers that originally had sailed the boat decided that it was worth saving her. So they spent 5 years reconstructing Golden Rule, and then we launched into the water in June of 2015 and have been sailing for a nuclear-free world ever since.
So you arrived here in Hawaii, in Hilo, this summer. You're here in Honolulu now. You plan to go to Kauai next, and then eventually across the Pacific back to the Marshalls.
That's correct. If all goes well, then we'll leave Kauai December 15th, and we'll head into the Marshall Islands, arriving in mid-January, and stay there for maybe 3 weeks, and then we'll continue on to Guam, where, you know, there's giant military bases and lots of contamination to deal with there as a result, and then on to Okinawa, where they're using planes to practice attacking North Korea, and where they're building a giant military base that will result in the extinction of the dugong, which is a sea mammal similar to the manatee, and then on to Jeju Island, South Korea, which also experienced the disastrous effects of a military base, and then on to Japan in time to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the horrific U.S. bombing of the civilian population of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
So where do you plan to dock there in Japan? How is that all working out?
Well, both Hiroshima and Nagasaki are port cities. So there are marinas there that that will accept us. And there are port cities all around Japan. So I think that we'll be going into a lot of places in Japan, talking to them, interviewing the survivors of the atomic bombings, interviewing the evacuees from Fukushima, because it's a really important connection that they're making there, as far as fuel rods being turned into nuclear bombs. The vast majority of our funding comes from small donations when we give lectures talking about the history of the Golden Rule and talking about nuclear and militarism issues today.
So while you're here in Hawaii, what's your plan? You know, who are you networking with?
Well, we reach out to peace activists and social justice people, but we also give talks with Rotary clubs, schools for students of all ages. Our captain will be coming back aboard. He's back in Poland, where he's from. And so he'll be coming back aboard to captain the boat the rest of the way to Japan. And we have a few openings for circumnavigating Oahu and for going to Kauai. So, and we even have, for really experienced sailors, an opportunity to sail from here to as far away as you'd like to go, up to and including Japan, or to hop on for one transit, because we have a rotating crew and they're always qualified, but it's nice to share the joy of sailing Golden Rule with other people. It's really a pleasure to be working on this boat. I had not been a sailor, and it's really nice to be able to sail and to talk about the history and meet all the people that are supporting us. And you know, we meet lots of Quakers and other people that knew of this boat and those two families back in, you know, 1958, and people that are just boat people. They go, wow, what a beautiful boat. She's fairly small. She sleeps four people, but she's got these giant sails. There's a 6-foot diameter peace symbol on our mizzen sail, and there's about a 6-foot diameter Veterans for Peace logo on the mainsail. They're red sails with white logos. You can't miss it if it's out in the bay.
The Golden Rule is supported by the group Veterans for Peace. And Wright is a retired Army colonel and a former diplomat who's actively helping to help raise the profile of this journey.
I ended up resigning from the government in 2003 in opposition to the war on Iraq. So I was looking around for organizations that kind of were what I had become, which was challenging U.S. government policies by resignation. And I found this group called Veterans for Peace, and so I've joined up with it and have been a proud member ever since 2003.
And so explain your connection with this boat today.
Well, my connection is that as a national project of Veterans for Peace, our whole organization has been supporting it from the day the decision was made that we would help fundraise, and our two chapters help actually physically renovate this little boat. And then being able to keep track of it and give talks here in Hawaii and other places to let people know the value of it, you know, that a little boat sailed 61 years ago to try to challenge atmospheric nuclear testing, and that we need to be, as citizens, we need to be watching out what our government is doing right now on the issue of nuclear weapons. And for us here in Hawaii, where, you know, a year and a half ago we had that big scare that we were all going to die because somebody had fired a rocket at us. And so the level of angst that we should have, because these weapons are available on a moment's notice to be fired off, and the fact that we're spending over $1.5 trillion to refurbish all of these things. And you think of all the things we need to live, education, health, all these sorts of things, and yet we're spending $1.5 trillion to update this massive killing machine.
And you have a number of people that remember this boat when it first entered our ports here.
Yes, indeed. The Quaker House, because the crew, three out of four of the people on the crew were Quakers, and the Quaker House here in our Friends Meeting here in Honolulu supported the boat coming in and gave them hospitality, shelter, and were there in the courts every day with them as the crew was arrested and brought to court. And they also organized demonstrations to, there's some great photos in front of the federal building of all of these people saying, stop atmospheric testing. It's putting radioactivity over the whole world. So we do have some people from 1958, 61 years ago, who were a part of that. One of them is Bob Broderick, who has been coming down to the boat to help us do some repairs on the boat. We have a wonderful picture of Bob and Peggy, his wife, sitting on the boat. Others in the Friends meeting, when I've given talks there, I'd ask, how many of you all were here when this happened? And there'll be like five or six hands that go up. And one lady said, yeah, my mother took me by the hand and we went to that court. And we sat in the court because she said, this is important that you hear why these men were doing what they were doing.
So the early peaceniks.
Yeah, they surely were in 1958. They were. The whole issue that people can do crazy things, you know, to highlight what issues that they find most important to them. And the fact that a lot of people donate a lot of money to buy this little boat to start with, and then to renovate it, and then to get it over here. It really was a labor of love, but a labor of social justice to say this boat needs to get back on the high seas and we need to take it into every port along the West Coast. I was just on the giant Japanese peace boat that has 1,100 passengers on the boat, and it's an around-the-world sail. And one of the talks I gave on that boat was about the Golden Rule and about it coming to Japan. And then the level of interest was amazing to me. I mean, all of the Japanese people coming up saying, thank you very much. We need to be remembering, of course, what happened and why it happened. So this boat carries a big message, and we are so thrilled to have it here in Oahu and be able to send her off for another great voyage.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Catherine. Thank you.
It will be all hands on deck to sand and re-varnish the vessel and get it in tip-top shape to make it across the Pacific in the open ocean crossing, completing the mission it set out to do decades ago. For links to its schedule and a talk next week at the next Quaker meeting on the 17th, head to our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.
There's a lot of varnish to scrape off here before she sails again.